Today is the first day on the job for the new president and CEO of the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region. John Eberle comes to the area from a similar position in central New York. Eberle says the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region is a philanthropic organization founded 48 years ago that targets the region's most pressing problems with financial donations.
Activating, preserving legacies of very generous people who have lived and worked and played in this region, and we manage the funds that they very generously give to the Community Foundation, and those funds in turn are invested back into the community in many different ways just to make this a wonderful place to live and raise a family.
What are some of the projects that you're funding right now?
Well, there's a number of them that I'm just learning about. First day of the job, so talk to me in a few weeks and I'll have a better answer for you. But one of the projects is the Breathing Lights Initiative that we've been working on, and that's a Bloomberg Philanthropies grant that was received from the region, and it is a collaborative effort with Schenectady, Albany, and Troy. The three mayors have been supportive of this project, and it's really shining a light in an artistic and creative way on some of the areas that we hope to develop in the future. Breathing Lights are some art installations, temporary art installations, and they're going to help us see some of the really potential properties in town that might be able to be fixed up and utilized in the future. And I think it's going to be an amazing launch to hopefully some future endeavors in these communities.
The donations which you receive, do the people who make these donations tell you what they want done with this money, or is that pretty much left up to the organization to decide?
Well, that's a great question. Many donors have very specific things that they're passionate about, organizations that they would like their resources to go to. So they'll come to us with those organizations or those areas of interest in mind. Sometimes we have donors that say, you know, the Community Foundation really knows and understands this community, and they're going to be aware of the changing needs in this region. So we're going to give to them with discretion. And so we manage relationships with donors who are active through donor-advised funds, but we also work with donors who, again, are really looking to us to help direct those funds. So it's a little bit of both.
And do you work with major organizations? For instance, would donations be made to the Albany Medical Center, or are these donations perhaps made to organizations and efforts and projects that maybe don't get in the headlines all that much?
Well, I think, you know, again, I think it's, from what I understand of the Community Foundation here, we've focused on perhaps some of the smaller to mid-size organizations that are doing some great work in the community. I know we have relationships with all of the larger nonprofits in town, and we collaborate and work with them in a variety of ways. And, you know, if there's some sort of initiative where there's many partners, we may come in and support in different ways. But, I think the focus has been on some of the smaller, mid-sized organizations, how to strengthen them so they can do good work, build their capacity, and, come alongside them so that they can have a great impact in the community.
This is your first day on the job, so there's a lot lying ahead of you. What are some of your priorities, your goals, as you take over in the next few weeks and next few months?
Yeah, thank you. My first day. it's really, really exciting. It's an honor to be working with the Community Foundation. It's just an amazing staff, an amazing board of directors. This is such a wonderful community, and I've learning so much just about the richness of the resources and the diversity of the different towns and villages and the different counties. So I'm really, really looking forward to meeting people in these different areas and getting to know these communities. I want to listen. I want to learn. And my passion really is about growing leaders and organizations and communities. Community foundations really are about how do we come alongside communities to strengthen them and to support them so that we make this a better place to live. And so, again, it's a lot of listening and learning. Certainly going to learn a lot about the operations of the Community Foundation. And then hopefully with the partners that we already work with, we're going to launch off and do some great things.
John Eberle is the new president and CEO of the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region.